your feet.
As children go back to school, let us remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Also, God calls every parent and grandparent to take an active role in training their children and grandchildren, not just in reading, writing, and arithmetic, but also in the fear of the Lord. This year, help your kids with their studies and encourage them to live boldly for God.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Brian Longworth.
If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you are a servant of the Lord who is worthy to be praised. He's worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. And we need to take time to thank him for his goodness, to thank him for who he is, to thank him for what he has done for us, and to praise God. Certainly, around the time of Thanksgiving, a lot of people do stop and give praise to God or thanks. And some people are not necessarily thanking God, but they're thankful. We need to be thanking God and we need to be praising him, not just on Thanksgiving, but throughout the year. He is a God who is worthy to be praised. And one day, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, all the nations of the earth will worship and serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're going to go to the Word of God and actually look at some of what God says about how we should praise him and how one day the nations will praise him. And we can certainly take part in this and really even be a part of hastening that day by actually lifting up our voices and letting our praise be made known to God, really even worshiping God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and not being concerned about who else sees us and what they're seeing us doing, but to lift up our voices in praise to God. We're going to read several passages in the Bible, many of them from Psalms, but also from Matthew, Acts, Isaiah, 1 Corinthians, Psalms. Again, if we get to all of these, that's great. If we don't, we'll cover the rest in a future sermon. But starting with Psalm 100, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all the lands. So here's an exclamation that all the lands should make a joyful shout unto the Lord. Every nation, every tribe, every people, North America, Central America, South America, the European continent, Africa, the East, and really all the islands should lift up their voices to the Lord. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all the land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. So we are to serve him with gladness. We are to be glad and happy to serve the Lord. Why? Because he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the one who actually has created us. He gives us breath. Because he gives us breath, we need to let our voices be heard and lift up our voices in praise to him and thank his name, bless his name forever and ever and ever. Know that the Lord, he is God. It has made us and not we ourselves. So we need to acknowledge that we are not a God unto ourselves. We did not create ourselves. We weren't created by our parents either. We were created by God. He is the giver of all life, and we need to praise him. We need to know that he is the Lord, that he is God, that he has made us. Since he has made us, we are then subject to his commandments, and we need to give for him the praise and the glory and the honor that is due his name. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So we belong to God. If you have committed your life to Jesus Christ, the Bible talks about God adopting us as sons. The Bible talks about him redeeming us from slavery, from being slaves of sin, and actually purchasing us and buying us back from the devil. We once were slaves of sin, but now we can be slaves of God. We can be free to obey God and to keep his commandments, free from sin and free to obey God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He is the shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He watches over us, his sheep. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. So in the tabernacle and later on in the temple, they had an outer court and they had an inner court and they even had the Holy of Holies. And God is so holy that the priest couldn't even just go into the Holy of Holies whenever he wanted to. In fact, not just anyone could go into the Holy of Holies, only the high priest. And he can only go once a year. And when he did go, there was actually on his robe, there was bells on the bottom of his robe and also pomegranates, a bell and a pomegranate. And there was a jingling sound as he moved. And if he didn't properly prepare himself to go into the presence of God, into the Holy of Holies, he might actually fall down dead. And he could then be pulled out by someone else who is outside. But God is calling us to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We are to enter into the presence of God with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. I mentioned how the high priest had to prepare himself to go into the Holy of Holies. Thankfully, the high priest only had the blood of bulls and goats and sheep to cover his sin. But thankfully, we have now the blood of Jesus Christ to cover our sin. And certainly we shouldn't just flippantly go into the presence of God. We should still prepare our hearts, but we don't have the fear of falling down dead, because God is a gracious God and God has shown grace through Jesus Christ. So we are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, to lift up holy hands in worship to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to give thanks to him for who he is, for what he has done for us. Be thankful to him and bless his name. So we are to be thankful to God. And this, by the way, is not something that you can only do once a year, as the high priest did. This is not something that you can only do once a week, as when we come to church. But we need to be praising God each and every day. And even though we're not physically going into a tabernacle or into a temple, we can actually go into the presence of God as we praise him, as we give him glory for who he is. And why should we praise him? In verse 5, for the Lord is good. Now, this is a part of his character. God is good. We've heard the phrase, God is a good God. And there are songs that talk about that. And he's good every day to us. God is a good God. He's a good God. My mom used to say, God is a good God, bad devil. And she would be quoting John 10:10. Our God, the Lord, is good. His mercy is everlasting. God is a God who has mercy, who has mercy on us. You know, even in the Old Testament, God was merciful. But in the New Testament, this is even more so because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And his truth endures to all generations. Think about it. The same God that had mercy upon King David, the same God that had mercy upon the congregation of Israel when Moses was leading them and God wanted to destroy them, and Moses cried out on behalf of the people for God's mercy and God to be patient with them. And God was merciful. The same God who had mercy upon the children of Israel after they were taken captive for disobeying him, that same God had mercy upon them and brought them out back into their land. That same God lives today. His truth endures to all generations. You see, you can say a lie, and you might even be able to convince people that that lie is true. But truth endures to all generations. Eventually, lies are found out. When someone is lying, eventually the truth comes out, and we know that they were telling a lie. But his truth endures to all generations. We read Psalm 117. It's interesting. Psalm 119 is the largest chapter in the Bible. And Psalm 117, just two chapters before that, is the shortest chapter of the Bible. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. So we see here a call for the Gentiles. And this was in the Old Testament before Christ, at the time before Jesus' blood had been shed, before the gospel had been opened up to the Gentiles. There was still, and you see this throughout the Old Testament, but certainly the grace and the mercy in God's covenant was through the Jewish people. But even in the Old Testament, you do see some glimpses of his mercy to the Gentiles. And we see here, and by the way, the Gentiles, it just means that you're not Jewish. So if you're of Jewish lineage, you are Jewish and you're part of God's special chosen people. And God made a covenant with Abraham and with all of his descendants. But the Bible says that if you're not Jewish, that God grafts you into that vine, into that covenant. We come into the same covenant that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, King David, Moses, and all of those who came before the Jewish people. God grafts us into that special relationship with God by the blood of Jesus. So if you're not Jewish, and I don't believe I'm Jewish, but so that would make me a Gentile. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. The nation of Russia, the nation of China, the nation of North Korea, Iran, Iraq, France, England, the United States of America, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, South Africa, all the nations of the continent of Africa, of the continent of Europe, of Central America, of South America, the island nations need to worship and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. Peoples would include everyone, Jews and Gentiles. We are to laud the Lord. We are to praise him. We are to give thanks unto the Lord of lords and the King of kings. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. So his merciful kindness is great. God could have, because of our sin, because we violated his commandments, because we actually forsook him, God could have wiped us off the face of the earth with one sin. And we all have been really born into sin. We were conceived in sin. We've been sinners from the time of conception. God could have wiped us off the face of the earth and sent us to hell. But his merciful kindness is great toward us. God even endures, the Bible talks about this in Romans chapter 8, God even endures futility because of the wicked, because he is merciful, he is patient, because some of those who are wicked, he is calling into his kingdom. He is granting a spirit of repentance that we might turn from our wicked ways and serve him and keep his commandments. So his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. In Psalm 100, we see that the truth, his truth endures to all generations. And here we see it endures forever. So not just to generations, but even throughout all eternity, that his truth endures. And so we are to praise the Lord. And then Psalm 22 is the chief messianic psalm. Now, messianic means that it prophesies about Jesus Christ. And there are many psalms that prophesy about Jesus Christ. But Psalm 22 is especially pertinent. This psalm describes the suffering that Jesus went through on the cross so that your sins can be forgiven, so that my sins can be forgiven. This actually goes forth and shows us the goodness of God. And we see that because of his sacrifice, we pick this up in verse 27, we see a great outpouring of God and praise because of what he has done. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. So there is coming a day where the ends of the earth, where the various nations of the world will realize that God is the King, that Jesus died on the cross for their sins, and will come and will repent and will turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. So all the families of the nations, the various tribes and nation states, shall worship God. You know, we hear a lot about unfulfilled prophecy. And really, if you look at what a lot of people believe today is unfulfilled prophecy, and you actually read the Bible, read that text, I believe you'll see that much of what people consider as unfulfilled prophecy has already been fulfilled. For instance, in Matthew 24, Jesus said, "This generation shall not pass away until these things come to place." Well, a biblical generation, I've heard 40 years. After 40 years came, and, you know, Jesus didn't come back. They started saying, 50 years. And really, some people were taking that to mean, the nation of Israel, when the nation of Israel would be reformed. And I don't know where they got that from Matthew chapter 24, because Jesus was speaking to a specific group of people. And he said, "This generation shall not pass away." The generation that he was talking to should not pass away until all of those things would come to pass. And yet, we see that those things did come to pass. God did move. The day of the Lord did come. God judged the nation of Israel because they did not accept him as their Lord and Savior. All the blood shed up from all the foundation of the world, of all the prophets shed from all the foundation of the world until that time, Jesus said, would be required of that generation. And in AD 70, the Roman army surrounded Jerusalem, And the Christians heeded the words of Jesus, and they fled and escaped. And the Jewish people thought, well, God is going to redeem us. He's going to minister. He's going to come back. He's going to save us, even as he did. You know, God even saved Ahab, a wicked king. He even saved Ahab from a foreign king. They thought, well, God is coming back. He's going to save us. He's going to redeem us. He's going to fight for us. And yet God, through Jesus, had prophesied this is going to happen. And not one stone is going to be left upon another. Every single one of the stones of the temple was thrown down. Not one was left upon another. The foundations were plowed. And that was in accordance and fulfillment with an Old Testament prophecy. You read in the book of Revelation, the writer of the book of Revelation said, I write to you those things which must shortly come to pass. And yet we are told today, well, look, the Bible says it must surely come to pass. Well, perhaps it already did come to pass. But what hasn't come to pass is the nations of the world. And by the way, if what I just said doesn't make any sense to you because you've heard that, hey, we're in the end times. This is the end times. I mean, read the Bible. Read the Bible for yourself and study and look and see. I'm convinced, and I was convinced even when I was a young man, even when I didn't believe it, even when I didn't have the same views of the end times as I do today, I was convinced that the apostles, those who were leaders in the church in the first century, were convinced that they were in the end times. It wasn't the end times of the world, but it was the end times of the Old Testament sacrificial system. You see, when the temple was destroyed, from there on out, the blood of bulls and goats and sheep no longer were sacrificed. And certainly they don't need to be sacrificed anymore, because Jesus has become our Passover lamb, because Jesus has become the one who actually redeems us and saves us. Jesus is the Lord. He is the King. He is our God, and we need to worship him. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. So there's coming a time where the ends of the world will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. So there's coming a time where the nations of this earth will bow their knees before the King of Kings, before the Lord of Lords, and will worship God Almighty. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. You can read in the Bible, Psalm chapter 2, Psalm chapter 110. God sits in the heavens and he laughs. He rules among the nations. God is sovereign in the nations. And we know that this is a fact. But one day we will see a fulfillment of this, where it just won't happen just sovereignly, him sovereignly reigning, but we will actually see the nations bowing before the Lord. And if we don't see it, I hope that our children see it. If they don't see it, I hope that their children see it. One day it's going to happen. We need to long for it, and we need to lift up our voices in praise to God, to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And here we're seeing this in the chief messianic psalm, a prophecy of a future when nations, kingdoms, peoples, the Gentiles, all the world will humble themselves and pray and lift up their voices and praise to God and worship to God. Shall worship before you, for the kingdom is the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship, and those who go down to the dust shall bow before him. So even those who are prosperous, even those who are wealthy, think about the Elon Musk, the Bill Gates, the Bezos of the world, even the Soros of the world, If we were to go back in time, we talk about the Rockefellers. We talk about some of the powerful, wealthy people shall actually eat and worship the Lord before the Lord Jesus Christ. And those who go down to the dust shall bow before him. Even he who cannot keep himself alive shall worship him. And then we see a posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation, that they will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. And here we see that a posterity shall serve him. God cares about the next generation. We need to declare his righteousness to a people who will be born. Even those who are in the womb right now, we need to declare the gospel to them. By the way, that means that we don't need to be killing them through abortion. We need to be protecting every human being, especially those who are weak and defenseless and have not done anything deserving of death. We see here, it will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation, and they will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. And so we need to realize that God is God. He is the Lord. He is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He is good. We need to praise him for what he has done, for who he is. We need to praise him among the nations, and we need to look forward to the day when all nations, every tribe, every tongue, every people will lift up their voices and praise to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, because he is righteous, he is good, and we need to praise him. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and give us a chance.
As children go back to school, let us remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Also, God calls every parent and grandparent to take an active role in training their children and grandchildren, not just in reading, writing, and arithmetic, but also in the fear of the Lord. This year, help your kids with their studies and encourage them to live boldly for God.
You cannot win the spiritual battle with partial obedience. You cannot win the spiritual fight with a temporary obedience. You can only win with a total and unconditional obedience to God as he is revealed in the Word of God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
If you're 5 to 10 years from retirement and thinking, am I on track? Don't guess. Get clear, simple guidance with Osprey Retirement Radio with Eric Hutter. Saturday mornings at 10 and again at 10 p.m. here on WCNO.
This is Reverend Dave Boston, and I invite you to join us every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. for Follow His Sandals.
This show is about practical keys to help all of us walk more closely with our Lord Jesus Christ to become better disciples.